hid in my tree, and I could see everything going on in my neighborhood. It's really cool up there.
Yep, you can see a lot from up high. So imagine what God can see. Have you ever been up in a treehouse? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When I was younger, I used to love hanging out in my treehouse. From up there, I could see almost everything going on in my neighborhood. That's a little like how God watches us from heaven, except He's able to see all the people in the world all at once, and not just what they're doing, but what they're thinking too. Just like Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Our story today is called Here, There, and Everywhere. Graham held very still when his mom came outside, hoping she wouldn't see him. He loved to hide in the old apple tree. When he peeked through the leaves and branches, he could see Mom in the yard below. He could see Tabby, Mrs. Underwood's cat, creeping through the grass next door. He could see Bree playing with her friend across the street, but no one on the ground could see him. "Graham! Bree!" Mom called. "Lunch will be ready soon. You have about 5 minutes left to play." She went back into the house. Graham didn't feel like coming down just yet. He lay on a branch, stretched out flat on his stomach. He watched a blue jay land by the fence. He watched Mrs. Underwood come out onto her back porch and call Tabby. He watched a red pickup truck drive down the street. When Mom came out a little later, Graham was still in the tree. "Kids!" Mom called. "Lunch is ready. Time to come in." Graham swung down and dropped to the ground as Bree came running home. "Surprise, Mom," Graham said as he entered the kitchen. "I saw you when you came outside, but you couldn't see me." "I saw you too, Bree. I could see everybody." He grinned, kind of like how God watches us from up in heaven. "Nah," said Bree. "God watches everybody in the whole wide world all at once, all the time." She grinned at her brother. "He was watching you while you were hiding and watching us." "But that's not all," said Mom. "Unlike you in the tree, God doesn't hide from us, and He's never far away. He doesn't watch from a distance, but is right here in this room. Because we trust Jesus as our Savior, the Holy Spirit is always with us, caring for us and watching over us." "I guess we can say God is here, there, and everywhere," Bree said. "He always knows where we are and what we're doing. He knows everything about us." "Then He must know I'm hungry," Graham said as he sat down at the table. "What's for lunch?" "So how about you? Do you like to hide from people? If you're way up high, you might be able to see a lot from far away, but that's nothing compared to what God sees. He sees the whole world and knows everything about each one of us. He even knows what you're thinking and feeling. He watches over you every minute of every day and is always right beside you. So thank Him for caring for you. And remember, He's always with you." Our key verse, once again, Proverbs 15:3.
"The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good."
And our key thought for today, God sees everything. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.